We're learning here Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov, Mem Beis, Sif Tes, the halachas of Tarubas Chametz. Simen Hashem will try to be finishing off between today and tomorrow the Simen. Today is December 10th, 2012. It's Chof Vav Kislev, Tov Shinayin Gimel, second day of Chanukah. The Mechaber tells us, Chametz Shinisapesh, Koidim Zman Isuroi. Chametz that became spoiled, ruined. Koidim Zman Isuroi, before the Zman of Isser, which means before the sixth hour of the day, of the 14th. V'nissel me'achilas kelev. And it's inedible. Even a dog would not eat this type of chametz. Unfit for dogs. Oish esarfu be'esh, or a person burned it in the fire, before the sixth hour and the 14th, the nechrach, and it was scorched. The nechrach, and got scorched, ad she'enoi roi lekelef, up to the point where it's inedible for a dog to eat it. Oy, she'yichtu le'yeshiva, interesting case now, person took his chametz, and he designates the chametz to use as a chair. B'tochis betit, and he smears it with plaster. Mutu l'kaima Pesach. You are permitted to keep it around in your possession on Pesach. Now, the Mechaber here, first of all, once again, we have to remind ourselves, they didn't have the same type of materials and items that we have today. So they would use any of the resources they had. Sounds like a very funny case. You were taking chametz and putting plaster around it. What we had to take out from this mechaber here is that even though it's chametz, it's inedible. Once it's inedible, you can keep it in your possession. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamitas, Koidim Zman Yisuroi V'Nifsol, this chametz got ruined before the Zman of Isser, it's Olayma, Shenifso Me'achilas Kelev, Koidim Zman Yisuroi, it became Palsol Me'achilas Kelev. A dog would not eat it before the sixth hour of the day. Dim Koidim Pesach Loi Niskakel Rak Me'achilas Adam. Because if before Pesach, it was only inedible Me'achilas Adam from a person, only a person would not eat it. B'soicha Pesach Niskalkel B'yoyser. And then on Pesach, it got even worse, got ruined worse. Ad shein roi la'achilas kelev, up to the point that now a dog wouldn't even eat it. Hayachayv levar, then you would be mechuyev to destroy this chametz. It's considered to be chametz now. Why is that? A dog still wouldn't eat it, now it's Pesach. Why? Kevon shebishah she'agiyah zman chiyuv habir, since at the time of the chiyuv habir, of the time to destroy it, hayoroya dain la'achilas kelev, it was fit for a dog to eat it. Which, yes, exactly, which is in Simen Tov Mem Gimel, we will be learning what Rav Joel pointed out, that's our next Simen, about the Isurim of Chametz, in regards to Hana, of deriving benefit from it, from after the sixth hour of the day, which we see is an Issa Doraisa. In certain cases, we're going to see what the Isur Dereis are. Okay. Right, and the truth is, you'll see even feeding a stray dog is Hana. And the reason for that is because, the Mishmur here we'll see, it brings down, because you feel good about it. You, as the one giving the food, feels good about it. Now, if you want to feed my squirrels, you don't have to do that. They take care of themselves, like I told you. My garbage cans get chewed up, they want to come into. My neighbor's garbage cans, he tells me he has them for 25 years. They don't like non-kosher food. They come after my food all the time. I don't know what it is. And then I have the same bananas he has. But my bananas, they go after the peels and they leave it on, you know? They cut through my pails. Okay. Kaidnizman Yisurei. Before this man of the Isser. La fuki la achas man. They come to exclude after this man iser. Loi nafka isuri atesarif lei legamrei. The mechaber told us that if it's koyin zman isurei before the 6 hour, lafuka comes to exclude the achas mani after the 6 hour. Then loinavka yisuroi, the issa did not go away until you burn it and destroy this chametz totally. Ah, the sarif lay lagam until you destroy it totally. Sifkad mem aleph. Oy sheyichdu liyeshiva, or you designate this chametz to sit on. Shehayeloish gush ove shel chametz. You have a thick block of chametz. Bein isa kasha or bein pas, in between a dough and the bread. And you designate it for yeshiva to sit on it before Pesach. We're holding here in Sif Katan Mem Aleph. And even though the bedaite in your mind, you removed it silka mitaris eichel, you removed it from the status of food, you're not going to eat it. And you mevatel it only, you only had intention to sit on it. Afilu achi kol zman shelo itoch betit leimhani betulai. If I did not smear it with plaster, it is not, it's not enough. The fact that I just said I won't eat it. Betoch betit luchudei leimhani kol zman shelo yichlei leyshiva. I need both. And to smear it with a tit, with this plaster, also will not suffice if I don't designate it to sit on. Sif kod mem beis, betoch yisei betit, I smeared it with tit. Ubeze mahani afilo loy nifsol, we're in Sifkat Membeis. Ubeze mahani afilo loy nifsol hachametz meachilo. And this helps even if loy nifsol hachametz meachilo, if the chametz was not inedible. Vahatam ishun de botlei deize mishemoichel. Because once I put the plaster over it, I just ruined the status of its food. I cannot eat it now. Vinei, meloshin the mechaber mashma, from the words of the mechaber, it comes out. You have to put the plaster on all sides of this chametz that you want to use to sit on. But in the Gemara, it discusses this case. It says that you are putting the front part of it, betit, with plaster. It could be the Mishru wants to reconcile what it seems to be a little contradiction. And he says it could be, it means all sides of this type of chametz. You put the plaster on all sides of it. Sifkad mem gimel. Then once it's inedible, this chametz is inedible. Mutar l'kayim b'Pesach, you keep it around on Pesach. But wadin the mutar b'hano, it's also permissible to derive benefit from it. Aval ba'achila osu midrabanan ad achar Pesach. But in regards to eating it, one cannot eat it on Pesach until he has to wait till after Pesach if he wants to eat it. Of course, we said it's inedible. I would not recommend it. But if he wants to, he cannot eat it on the Pesach midrabanan. V'af agav da achila shen ruyuhi. He's asking a question, even though it's achila, it's eating something which is not edible. The hanifsal kol, it's no one can eat it. Mikamogam kaven shu roitz lechol also the ha'achshavei. However, since he wants to eat it, this very important word which we were saying here. Achshavei means he is giving it some status. He's mechashev. He thinks about it that it's worth something. So even though it's inedible, he's machshevet. He's achshavei. He holds it to be something worthwhile. Davka bazeh, the achshavei. Only in this case when he's achshavei. Aval im nafal memeila chametz zeh. But if this chametz falls, shenifso meichilas kel v'soich hamaycha. What happens if this chametz falls into a food? Afilo rak v'rubay. Even if it's only Roiv. In other words, it's not a majority. You don't have 60 times more. Ein lesser lechol yisoy ha-meichel. We don't ask for this food. The whole chametz zeh hu kafra ba'alma. We're saying a case when this type of food got ruined. Okay, it's and then it falls into a food. Normally we say chametz and pesach is aser and how much? B'mashu. Any smallest amount. However, in this case, we're saying that since it's not, it's nisal mechilas kelev, it's not a food, it's not considered to be food anymore. Once it's batel beroiv, you can eat that food because it's like the dirt of the world. It's irrelevant. There's a food called alumdi. What is alumdi? Alumdi, rather. It's made from the fat, the shuman of the dogim of the fish. with, you have the recipe here now, with the lechem koloi, with the bread or the flour that is roasted before Pesach, okay? Im yaduj loy shalechem, here he says the word lechem, meaning the actual bread, is koloi, it's roasted, kolkach achein roi lachilas kelev. It's scorched, it's inedible. A dog would not get close to it. You gotta know, it's pretty bad. Okay, it's pretty bad. Motil lekaim of Pesach, then you can keep in your possession on Pesach, limkor la'akum and sell to a non-Jew. Avol also la'achlo, you cannot eat it. Im eni yadu'lo, if you're not sure. Also af lekaim of lehonis mimendu, you cannot, if you're not sure, you should not keep in your possession and to derive benefit from it. Now let's go further in Sif Yud, and we're going to come to a very practical case which we discussed last week. We discussed about mouthwash. Does a person need kosher Pesach mouthwash? How about toothpaste? How about, not for us, but lipstick? Okay, does a person need kosher Pesach items in such categories like this? So we have some people shaking their heads. No, let's see what the Mechaber says here first. And I want everybody to focus on one point here. Realize that we're going to be discussing something which sounds so archaic, not applicable, and we're going to see how it applies to our life, which is the importance of learning what we'll call the old halacha to bring down to the practical application. The Mechaber tells of a case of diyoy, ink, shumavoshul b'sheichar s'ayrim, which is cooked in beer that was made out of barley. You're allowed to use this ink to write with on Pesach. One might think maybe it's chametz, because it's made out of chametz, so maybe I cannot. The halacha is you are permitted to. Okay, no, right? So a person will think, well, okay, you take out your Parker pen or whatever pen you have. Is this ink a problem? We don't have ink made of these type of things today. So well, how does this apply to me today? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Dalid on the bottom. What's the loymar? When was this ink made? Koidim zman habir, before the time that one would be obligated to destroy the chametz, which is, as we'll see next simon, clearly before the sixth hour on the 14th of Nisan. Vahatam, the reason is the afatzim gall nuts. Afatzim are gall nuts. Ushar devarim hamorim shenis ariboy bevade pagmuhu lahasheicher an sheinu roi lahishtia afla kelev. These gall nuts and other bitter items which were placed in this compound, this concoction to make this ink, definitely ruined this liquid up to the point where it's inedible. Even a dog would not get close to it. Therefore, you're permitted to use it on Chol HaMoed. However, if a non-Jew makes this same ink on Pesach, a Jew would not be permitted to use this to write with. Because at the time when it became ruined to use, it was already past its zman iser. Kevin, he says, this beer was not ruined, the drink was not ruined for my dog to drink it before the zman of iser, because he made it during Pesach. You're allowed to use it to write with. We're not concerned. This is very important now. We're not concerned the person will forget himself, and sometimes the person writes, you know, he puts the pen in his mouth. He's thinking. He has writer's block. He wants to think a second. We're not concerned he's going to put the pen in his mouth, from like a scribe does. Now the chametz that's inedible for a dog, halay also b'achila. The zed dafka, it's saying it's still also to eat it, like we mentioned earlier. So how can we not concern that you put the pen in your mouth? The zed dafka kisha achle bekavon mishum dehu achshavei. When did we say that even if a food is inedible to a dog, you cannot eat it? That's only if you're machshavit. You give it chashivus, achshavei. However, in this case, the person just is spacing out, as they say, and he puts the pen in his mouth. He's not machshev this ink to be something that he wants to do, be swallowing. Who wants to swallow it? Here, it's out of not kavana, so there's no concern. Now, I want to, those who have the Dershu edition, I want to bring your attention to number 63. And those who don't, please follow along, because it's very important in regards to the questions we asked about the mouthwash. Now, we just mentioned that if a person is not machshiv, does not hold that it's something important, worthwhile, then it's not considered to be chametz. Kolaima, shein kavanos lechol es adir. He has no intention to eat this ink. El lechol is a komis b'fiv. He just wants to put the pen in his mouth. Says if nisn karel it's shlita in the sefer chutzshani. Olufize mot lechol is a komis b'fiv af mezit. He can even put the pen in his mouth intentionally. Why? Sharei ein kavanos lechol es adir. Because his intention is not to eat the ink. So, if let's say it helps him write, if he puts the pen in his mouth. He didn't listen to his mother when he was a child. His mother said, take the pen out of your mouth, and he got used to doing that. I once had a teacher years ago that would walk by the students and pull the pen out of their hand. And if she couldn't pull it out, that meant you're holding the pen, gripping it too tightly. And the teacher was trying to teach us, don't hold it, then you get a callus like I have. So maybe I didn't take heed to her lesson. Okay, so here, if he puts the pen in his mouth, he's not doing it because he wants to drink this ink. This that the Mishbaru says, we're not going to be concerned if he forgets and puts the pen in his mouth. We don't mind. If he puts the pen in his mouth. Now, from these halachas, for this concept, in regards to toothpaste, I'm not going to read the next two paragraphs inside. I'll tell you outside what he says. Toothpaste, mouthwash, and lipstick. The Chazon Ish says about the mouthwash and the toothpaste that since it's niso machilas adam, the Chazon Ish says, and Nissan Karel springs down, shemot lishtamish behem bepesach. You could use them on Pesach. Okay? Now, don't write with pen yet because we have another pen. Okay. Now, but at least according to the Chazon Ish, which is a tremendous weight, it's permissible. You're allowed to brush your teeth with mouthwash, with toothpaste rather, use mouthwash, which is chametz, but it's niso mechilas kelev. It's an edible for a dog to eat. Shemut lishtamish behem bepesach shekein ein hamishtamish miskavin lechol isam. The one who's using it doesn't want to drink it. He's not thirsty. And even if they do swallow something, they're not machshiv it. Lipstick also, he says, in the next paragraph, the chuvas oilet siyon, Rabbi Sin Abba Shol. Shemut lemorchoi. Also, a sign you can put it on your lips, even though sometimes when you eat, you get some of the coloring on the food as well. Now, we'll take a question in a second. I just want to tell you, Rav Yashiv Zechet Tzadik Levracha says that Mikir Adin, he agrees it's mutter. Mikir Adin, it's mutter. However, since what's called the Chumru de Pesach, the strictness of Pesach, he says, Roy, it's appropriate, shiloy lishtamish behem, not to use these items, el im ken yesh lehem hechshel pesach, unless you have that letter P there as well. And it doesn't mean for the Citizens Bank Park over there, right? Okay? It means kosher pesach. Now, one more point to discuss here, which is all learned out from the ink, from the gold nuts, which we thought originally, maybe myself included, how does this apply to our everyday life? In regards to using detergents, when you want to clean for Pesach, do you need the kosher Pesach detergent? Now, who is swallowing the My 409? Right? Who is doing that? Fantastic. In regards to the cleaning detergents and soaps, he says further that chaymrei nikoi hamiyuadim lenikoi habayis that are used to clean the house, veinim ruyim lachilas kelb, which are inedible for a dog, says Rav Yashiv, shiroi lishtamis Pesach rak, on Pesach, during Pesach, use only the ones that have a hechsher still, because of the same reasoning. However, before Pesach, where there's more leniency, he says it's mutter even lechatchila. Rav Yashiv will say it's mutter lechatchila to go ahead and use the regular detergents and soaps to clean the house for Pesach without your kosher Pesach cleaning agents. Okay. That was Siv Yud. Yes, question. Right. Right. So what we're discussing here is that once it's nifsal mechilas kelav, once a dog wouldn't eat it, in a normal situation, it's called that's not royal achila. The fact that someone will consume it doesn't put it into the category of being edible. Right. That's the point we have to want to bring out over here. Okay. Someone once went over to Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he said to him, you're telling me that. The dogs won't eat it. He said, I saw a dog with my eyes that was eating the toothpaste. So it's a famous mice. He says, we don't bring a raya from a sugar hunt. You don't bring a raya from a crazy dog. Okay, a hunt is a dog in Yiddish, right? Okay, so even though a dog would what our point is here is that it's not, they're not serving it next door. Okay, it's not what's called food, edible food. Okay. Let's see a little further. Sif Yud Aleph. We're just going to start here to one point here. We'll see the rest tomorrow. Areva shaloshin behem chametz ein lismay chamash roich tzinoy son bechamin omenakrin hachametz mehen. What is this talking about here? We have the bowls that they would use to knead the chametz. Ein lismay chamash roich tzinoy son bechamin. Don't rely amach shereichsin, and that just to you clean it out with hot water, and then keep it around on Pesach. Ki iav shor lenakron shelo yishoyer b'hen bein akol kezayis v'aklim etzarfa. Because we're concerned, you'd still have some chametz in the bowl, and the bowl there'd be in different parts of the bowl, and the bowl itself would combine the chametz together to be a kezayis. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Rishiv Kad Mem Vav. Ein lismoich, don't rely on the fact that you're using hot water to clean it out. So the Mishmur is telling us the Mechaber is not talking about a case. Loi mayri l'inyan l'hagilon l'ishtamish behen v'pesach. We're not talking about a case of purging it, of putting it into a hot boiling pot of water, and then using it on Pesach. The bazein tzarech l'tzarev tzarev kezayis. Because in that case, we're not talking about a combination of a kezayis existing. Because if you're going to use it on Pesach and you have a little mashu, means smallest amount. But if there's the smallest amount of chametz still around, it's not. You can't do that. We're talking about a case in Sif Yud Aleph of cleaning it out and putting it aside in the room where no one will get to on Pesach. This type of bowl, we should not rely on the fact that I'm going to clean it well with hot water and take out the chametz from it, but rather we'll see later on you should give it to a non-Jew over Pesach. You can't clean it well. Lav dafka. Doesn't mean you can't clean it well all the time. Most of the time you cannot clean it out well. That's why we should be strict in regards to the chametz, the chumrah of chametz in all scenarios, and we'll see what, just to put it aside and get rid of it before Pesach. Because of Achrayim, the Hacha Mari Ba'arivis, Ha'osuyas, Minasarim, Gedoilim, Shaloshim, Ben Pas. What type of bowl are we referring to? We're talking about a bowl that was made out of wood, pieces of wood, slats of wood, and Shiesh Charitzim Bein Nesel and Nesel, Matzah Shem Chametz. There were holes in between one slat to the next slat, and there's the cracks in there, and then you have chametz that would get stuck in there. Aval ravis ketanis asuyas mechaticha achas vein ben bushum sedek. But the bowls that would be made out of smaller bowls that would not have any cracks in it. It's one piece of wood, and there are no cracks to fall or the chametz to fall into. Pshita de yuchel anakron kedei latznion. In those type of bowls, since there are no cracks, chametz would not fall in there, and you can clean it well and then set it aside in your own possession, your own house, aval loyli shtamish behem bePesach, but you should not use it on Pesach. V'mavir v'losh behem bePesach achar agola mutter. If you did need in this bowl after you purged it, after you put it into a hot boiling pot, then it's still permissible to use it on Pesach. We'll stop here for today and pick up tomorrow from Sif Katan Memches. Thank you.